Near FM presents Class of 2025, written by Deandra Xavier, directed by Anna Nugent.
Last night I did a deep dive on TikTok, researching the dangers of blue light overexposure. God, I hardly slept. Our primal brains aren't built for hyperstimulation. It's destroying my productivity. Tech is ruining my life. Alexa, I'm addicted to my devices and I need help. Please hold me accountable.
There are apps you can download to help you manage your screen time. Would you like me to make some suggestions?
No, I don't have enough storage. I need to purchase more cloud space. That's enough for now, Alexa. Apparently the cloud is super bad for the environment. Worse than avocados. The hot barista from the place down the street told me that. Sometimes I imagine myself tracing his fine line tattoos with my fingertips while he explains their meaning. I bet his bedsheets are ethically sourced cotton and he owns a special lamp to prevent seasonal depression. His relaxed smile suggests he meditates. The cafe is called Coffeenum, which is Latin for caffeine. And I hate myself for loving the pretentiousness of it all. I wish I could unpack that in therapy, but all the free mental health resources out there seem to position me opposite someone a fraction of my age, and the thought of getting my life analyzed by someone who has hardly lived makes me sad. Yes, I have health insurance, so in theory I could go private, but is a low-key mental breakdown like getting in a minor car crash? If I claim against my own provider, will my premium go up? What's the etiquette? Sure, even if I call my insurer to inquire about the protocol, the conversation is recorded for training purposes. There's no such thing as privacy anymore. I'll admit, I've tried stalking the hot barista online, but I instantly regretted it. I felt like shit when I realized that. Ugh, I couldn't spell. But there are a number of barristers in my locality, should I ever require one. Long story short, the hot barista remains an enigma, like an old Hollywood star. Free for me to project onto him exactly who I want him to be. Make no mistake, I am not a creep. I am a woman, we are exempt. Alexa, am I problematic?
As a prompt tool, I am not qualified to make personal or political statements.
That's okay. I don't understand this world either. Or my place in it.
Anissa?
Yes?
You are an emerging minority writer.
Why must you remind me of my poor life choices?
I am reading the information provided on your website.
I need to update that thing.
Lack of diversity in the arts inspired you to pursue a career in writing.
Yeah, and what I thought was a gap in the market turned out to be my own cognitive bias. And now I must learn to reside with my place in history as a barrier-breaking trailblazer, aka sitting in this flat day in, day out, trying to get a gatekeeper to read my work and take what I have to contribute to the cultural landscape seriously.
Would you like me to help you brainstorm?
Jesus, no. I'd like my artistic integrity to remain intact. I hope this email finds you well. Ugh. I'm working on a project that may be of interest to you. Perhaps we could discuss it further over coffee.
The usual.
Actually, I thought I'd try something different today.
Spontaneous.
Why don't you pick for me?
My pleasure.
Could you make it decaf, though? I can't drink coffee in the afternoon.
Oh, we actually don't have any decaf?
Never mind. That's totally fine. I'll take it anyway. Make it two. I have a meeting.
What do you do?
I'm a writer.
Anything I'd know?
I'm an unpublished. But my work is in development.
What does that mean?
It's Like an opportunity for an opportunity.
Oh, all right. Do you want to take a seat and I can carry these over?
And what do you do outside of here?
Sorry?
What's the dream?
I'm living it. I own this place.
Oh.
It's all a front so I can drink coffee and read all day with no judgment.
That's funny. I had you down as someone who rejected capitalism.
I do. This place runs at a loss.
Anissa? Oh my god. It's been a lifetime.
Emer.
Oh, thanks for agreeing to meet me.
Of course. I'm interested in hearing more about this project of yours.
It's been way too long. You need to join the Past Pupils Association. You're like the only one from our year that hasn't.
Really?
As president, I formally extend the invitation. We need more people like you.
Minorities?
We need more creatives.
Napkins?
Cheers.
We organize a lot of events throughout the year, and it's important to switch them up. The luncheons and galas can start to blend into one. It's good to think outside of the box.
Thanks, but I'm not interested.
Fair enough. I'm getting carried away. The offer always stands.
My memories of Redwood aren't exactly fond.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I'm surprised you reached out to me.
Redwood has changed since we were there. It's become incredibly diverse. It would be fantastic if you could attend this year's graduation ceremony and give an address. You'd inspire a lot of young women in the audience. They'd feel seen.
But I haven't achieved anything.
Well, you're trying, and that is remarkable in itself. Some of these young ladies have gone through life knowing that they will never have to lift a finger if they choose not to. Life without purpose can be eroding.
Life with purpose can be the same.
The theme for this year's graduation is radical optimism.
Christ.
Sleep on it.
Mum? Hello? Can you hear me now?
It's my new insulation. The house is roasting, but you can't make a phone call.
I was just saying that I don't know how I feel about it. It seems performative.
As someone who's trying to forge a career based off of reflection, I'd have thought writing a speech would be enticing to you.
It's the manner in which I was asked.
Anissa, I broke my back sending you to Redwood.
Ugh, here we go.
And here you are, throwing away a decent opportunity. You never know who could be in the audience. You can hardly butter a parsnip. A parent of a pupil may be in a position to give you a job writing copy.
You're missing the point. Redwood was a living nightmare for me. The racism was off the charts.
It was different times back then.
It gave me serious problems with authority.
Well, I'm relieved you aren't blaming me for your shortcomings.
And where's the comfort in hearing that Redwood has changed? What about what happened to me?
Life moves on.
Then why are there people setting fire to buses in the city center?
They're angry about immigrants. You were born here.
I don't think they'd distinguish the difference if I met them in an alleyway. Hello? Mom? Are you still there?
Whatever you decide to do, try not to go viral.
Oh no, you didn't. You're the reason my forehead is becoming Botox resistant, Mom. Christ, why didn't I just marry an accountant? All this time, I've resisted the Past Pupils Association, and now I'm starting to think that those women have it all figured out. I was wrong to judge. I mistook uni for academia when I should have been finding a husband. Maybe I could use that as an opening anecdote. Ladies, take it from me. You don't want to end up on Tinder on the wrong side of 30. Shit, maybe that would offend a divorcee. I support women. I support those who identify as women. Ladies, if you want to discover yourself, I urge you to travel. Move to another city with a group of your friends. Rent a two-bed apartment with nothing but a mattress on the floor. Be a migrant. Oh, apologies. I meant J1er. Ladies, as I boldly draw similarities, remember to know where to draw the line. Don't get sucked into comparison culture. A wise man once said something significant, but I was too busy doomscrolling to listen. Ba-dum-ts. Oh god, this is going to be harder than I thought. Ugh, the walls are closing in on me.
Writer's block.
I wish. Sometimes you go to write and it's soulless. That's nearly worse.
You know, I'd love to read something of yours.
No chance.
What are you working on at the moment?
My teenage drama.
You're funny.
What would you say to your younger self if you had the chance?
Nothing.
Really?
I've no regrets.
Maybe that should be your next tattoo?
I'm serious. We all come into this world at the time we were meant to, whether we like it or not.
Well, in my next life, I hope I come back as a white man.
I feel attacked.
We have so much in common.
We all have our shit to carry. Some stinkier than others.
Ew. I think you mean a cross to carry?
No, I don't. I was raised atheist. My parents didn't want to impose a faith system on me.
So you're a blank canvas.
Ha! No. Life will always find its way of leaving its mark.
I knew you had a hidden depth.
I watch a lot of sages and mystics on YouTube.
Is this a roundabout way of telling me you're single?
Ouch. But yeah.
This bloody thing is ancient. Sorry. I've been pushing for wireless mics for God knows how long. But the senior staff like to stick to what they know.
You can say that again.
Do you want a quick practice?
Testing 1, 2.
Don't be embarrassed. It can feel strange hearing your voice on a sound system for the first time. That can't be them, surely.
The masses must be a lot shorter than our day.
So are the skirts. I guess it's time to take your seat. Good luck.
As principal of Redwood, I have the unique pleasure of watching these young girls transform into admirable young women. You may be graduating today, but your journey with Redwood never ends. I take pride in seeing how our alumni uphold our ethos as they firmly weave into the fabric of society in all shapes and sizes.
Here we go.
I'm delighted to welcome back Anissa Kapoor.
Thank you, Principal Campbell. When I was asked to speak at this graduation ceremony, I thought to myself, why me? It was only when I heard that the theme of the graduation was radical optimism that it all started to make sense. When I attended Redwood, out of 600 pupils, I was the only person of color. My nickname was Darky, which was anointed to me by a staff member. Despite repeatedly asking to be called by my actual name, my request was always ignored, and any pupil who agreed with my protest would receive a detention. For me to put on my school bag and walk through these doors day in and day out required radical optimism. In an environment where I was made to feel in numerous ways like I didn't belong because of the color of my skin, I found it ironic that people would paint themselves tangerine. Who'd have thought that hell would reek of fake tan?
That's enough.
I'm not finished.
Oh, yes, you are.
Anissa, please continue.
To quote Principal Campbell, your journey with Redwood never ends. This is true. I've carried the inadequacy that I felt from my time here with me for far too long. In coming back here, I've realized that the biggest battle I've faced is not with my tormentors, it's with myself. Class of 2025, take it from me, the sooner you reconcile with your place in time and learn to accept yourself, the deeper you will laugh.
Well, well, well. Look who it is.
Oh no. Have you seen it too?
Of course I have. It's everywhere. I thought it was poetic.
Well, TikTok thinks it's pathetic.
You're not a bad little writer. You have to tell me what you're working on next.
My CV. Are you hiring?
The program you have just heard, Class of 2025, written by Deandra Xavier, directed by Anna Nugent, with script consultancy by Claire Monnelly, was performed by Vivian Burungi as Anissa, Bridget Leahy as Alexa, Brian Robinson as Barista, Rebecca Rose Flynn as Emer, Shruti Chandelia as Mum, Fiona Tobin as Redwood Principal.
This program was co-funded by Komashun Naman with the television license fee.